am allowing each into your consciousness. The sky, some flowers, a tree in your yard, the moon, the sun, the fog, the grass, a spider web, a crab hole, a lake, a shrub, a cricket, your dog, anything that occurs naturally. Let yourself radically appreciate the miracle you hadn't been noticing. Write, draw, or photograph some observations that you've gleaned from this new perspective of awe and bewilderment. The 73rd verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, bold action against others leads to death. Bold action in harmony with the Tao leads to life. Both of these things sometimes benefit and sometimes injure. It is heaven's way to conquer without striving. It does not speak, yet it is answered. It does not ask, yet it is supplied with all that it needs. It does not hurry, yet it completes everything on time. The net of heaven catches all. Its mesh is coarse, but nothing slips through. Unquote. Living in heaven's net. Once again, you're asked to see the Tao through a paradoxical lens. After all, what is the net of heaven? It is the invisible world wherein all of the 10,000 things originate. And while it appears to have many openings or ways to escape the inevitability of the intentions of the Tao, no one and no thing can exist beyond whatever the Tao orchestrates. Here in this 73rd verse, you're encouraged to be a respectful, cautious being under the net of heaven. All the translations I've studied say the same thing in different words. Here's one, for instance, that's brief and to the point. Quote, reckless bravery, death. Cautious bravery, life. Therefore, the sage behaves in a cautious manner. Unquote. So Lao Tzu is asking you to change the way you look at bravado and courage. Rather than seeing these qualities as admirable, he asks you to be less of a dauntless hero and more vigilant and alert in order to live the great way. Note that the way of heaven is to eschew bold actions and remain cautious. Lao Tzu offers you four examples of how the net of heaven holds everything within its grasp without having to be forceful or reckless, and you're encouraged to emulate that in all of your undertakings as well. 1. It is heaven's way to conquer without striving. See how the Tao is peaceful, silent, and always the conqueror. No human can command the sun to cool down, ocean currents to stop, winds to subside, rain to cease, or crops to quit growing. This is all handled naturally and perfectly without any effort by the Tao. Nature always wins because the Tao simply does it all without needing to attack or strive. Be like this and relax in heaven's net. Secondly, it does not speak, yet it is answered. Heaven's net is invisible and silent. The force that provides you with every breath and holds the universe together at the same time does so without commanding, without yelling, or even mildly cajoling. So be in harmony with heaven's way by being more cautious and reserved. Listen more and speak less, trusting that your answers will come to you without any notice and most assuredly without any screaming. 3. It does not ask, yet it is supplied with all that it needs. You have an infinite supply of all that you will ever need available to you, so you needn't demand anything or even ask for it. All is in divinely perfect order with heaven's way, and you are a component of that perfect order. Your supply will arrive if you require less and welcome all that shows up. You simply cannot slip through heaven's net, no matter how many holes you may perceive there to be. Everything is arriving on schedule. By trusting in this, you'll be guided to a rendezvous with your destiny. And you'll marvel at how it all comes together without your asking or demanding. And 4, in this 73rd verse, it says, it does not hurry, yet it completes everything on time. How can the Tao hurry up? Imagine giving such a request to heaven. I'm tired of winter and insist that you bring me spring flowers in the middle of these long freezing nights. I want my potatoes today, even though I only planted the seeds yesterday. Hurry up, I insist. The Tao works with divine timing. So everything is completed precisely as it should be. You're invited to slow your pace so that it harmonizes with heaven's way. Even if you think that what you want is late, in reality, everything is on time. The more you hurry, the less you get done. Try rushing through a shower after running a 10K and notice how your body continues to sweat profusely. Then try slowing your mind down, relaxing, and allowing the water to course over you, and notice how your body feels clean, without sweating, in precisely the same amount of time that you used in your hurry-up mode. Even if your ego won't grasp it, This is the truth. Everything is on time under heaven's net. What follows is Lao Tzu's advice for you today as you peruse the 73rd verse of the Tao Te Ching some 2,500 years after it was written. First, don't see caution as a weakness or an expression of fear. Instead, view it as a way to step back and allow events to unfold naturally. Bravery is a fine quality, but reckless bravery, that is, where you rush in without thinking, is a sure way to invite disaster. In this provocative verse, Lao Tzu is telling you to think before you act. Allow heaven's way to do the conquering without you having to fight or defeat anyone. Very often, your first impulse is dominated by your ego's need to win and conquer. I saw this as a competitive tennis player. By not striving, I'd often emerge victorious over younger, stronger, and sometimes more talented players. The reckless overhitting of the ball by my opponent would cause him to make unnecessary errors, while I stayed in the backcourt and simply returned the ball in what appeared to be effortless harmony. And this created more of a desire to win in my recklessly brave opponent, causing him to make even more mistakes. I call this young man's disease. And secondly, be an active listener. Rather than attempting to control others by speaking frequently and loudly, allow yourself to become an active listener. Many of the answers you seek and the results you expect from others will surface if you can remember not to speak or even ask. Try living in accord with nature, which listening, rather than pushing, striving, or demanding, will help you to do. Do the Tao now. I decided to go for a one-hour non-action walk after writing this chapter of the 73rd verse to simply observe how everything under the net of heaven is working perfectly. I noticed the silent sun nourishing the land and providing light for us all. I stepped back and watched bees flitting back and forth between flowers, and stood there amazed by the invisible life force growing green bananas in a clump at the top of a tree. In all, I was just an observer of the divine, invisible, silent, effortless Tao at work, realizing that while it's in no hurry, it's still getting everything done on time. Those green bananas will ripen in due course, but today, I just love the energy that creates, nourishes, and prepares them to appear for my breakfast someday. Today I urge you to take a similar non-action walk for an hour and note how nothing slips through the net of heaven. The 74th verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "If you realize that all things change, there is nothing you will try to hold on to. If you're not afraid of dying,